Well, grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. I remember when I was a child, it was the summertime, and my dad was at work, and I decided, and I can't remember why I decided, but I decided I was going to go out to my dad's shop. And then while I was in my dad's shop, I decided I was going to pick up one of his tools. Now, I can't remember for the life of me what tool this was, but I picked it up, and the thing broke apart in my hands. It broke apart in my hands. Now, I remember that day because of the fear that I had. For when my dad was going to come home from work, and there was no way to avoid it, he was going to see the broken tool. I was going to have to explain to him that I had gone out to the shop after he told me not to, and I was going to have to explain that I had picked up his tools even though he told me not to, and that in fact I had broken this tool all day long, because I did this in the morning. So I got the whole day to think on it, to dwell on it, to think about that fear and that anxiety. And you know, I remember part of this day because my fear wasn't outlandish. I didn't think that my dad was going to like send me away somewhere or something crazy like that. No, my fear was justified. My fear was justified. The fear that I had was a righteous fear. That is to say, whatever punishment that I would have gotten, I knew that it was righteous and it was justified. I deserved it. I had done something that I knew I shouldn't have done. And so whatever my dad decided was going to be justified. And that was the fear that I had. The fear that I really had was because I knew it was right. Now, when my dad came home, I did get a talking to. I did. But as it turns out, that particular tool, and again, I can't remember what it is for the life of me, was meant to come apart. And if I had just calmed down enough, I would have realized there's a little button on the side that you could push it back together. And I didn't know that at the time because I was too anxious. My dad was very merciful to me. But it got me thinking. It got me thinking about how we as a culture right now do not like fear. Fear in any category, in any way, we don't like fear. So much so that even when the fear is justified, we as a culture have a tendency to push it off to the side. All too often when we do wrong and we know we've done wrong, what we end up doing is we try to push it off on somebody else somehow. It's always somebody else's fault or something else's fault. When we steal, we claim it's poverty or it's the fact that I was poor. Whenever you see one spouse cheating on another, it's always the other spouse's fault somehow. And whenever you see somebody who hates their brother, they always talk about all the awful things that their brother has done to them. How their brother put them in this position. They couldn't help it. They had no other choice. Every time we get to sin, the culture around us wants to pin the blame on someone else. Now, I wish I could say that's the outside world. Certainly, as a church, we would never do that. But I think as we reflect, as we think about our own lives, as we think about the sin that's in our life, all too often, we do that exact same thing. We do not like the guilt, the iniquity, the blame, and dare I say, the righteous fear of God. It makes us uncomfortable. And so we try to push it out of the way somehow, some way. And so we approach our text today. And at first we come across Luke 3, John the Baptist preaching out in the wilderness. And what does John the Baptist say? Is it cute and cuddly? No. He calls the people brood of vipers. He calls them to repentance, to turn from their sins, to turn from their evil ways. And to be honest, we shouldn't be surprised, because you see, when we go back to Malachi, the very last of the prophets, the very last of the prophets before the fall of Jerusalem, before the great exile, Malachi calls it. In his prophecy, preaching God's word, he talks about a messenger that is to come, a messenger that will preach and proclaim, well, to put it in modern language, fire and brimstone. However, notice whenever he moves on to talking about the coming of the Lord, he doesn't change his tone. The Lord is described as one who comes as a refiner, one who refines metal. That is, one who heats up metal so much that the impurities in the metal burn out of it, and all that's left is the pure metal. This is the coming of the Lord. This is the fear of the Lord. And as much as we're tempted to kind of push that out of the way, to push it off to the side, the reality is as we think and dwell on our own iniquity, as we think and dwell on our own guilt, the reality is we know, as I knew, that it is righteous, that it is justified. However, talking about the fear of the Lord outside of context is a dangerous thing. There's a reason that we celebrate Christmas so much. There is a reason that we rejoice at Christmas every year, that we bring it up and we celebrate it again and again. Because you see, in a tiny little town that was overcrowded because of a census in Bethlehem so long ago, a child was born, and a child was born that would change everything, would change everything. For you see, that child, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, would go to the cross. And when he goes to the cross, he goes to the cross carrying all the sin, all the iniquity, all the guilt that we have, and the very wrath of God, that righteous wrath, that righteous and justified wrath, comes down upon our Lord, comes down upon our Savior Jesus Christ. In our repentance, our turning from sin, when we turn from the sin of ourselves and we instead cling on to the very cross of Christ through the working of the Holy Spirit, all that iniquity, all that guilt is taken away. It is paid for. It is done. To the very work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, this doesn't mean we get to keep on sinning. It doesn't mean we get to go out and have a sinful holiday, if you will. But what it does mean is that as repentant children of God, we walk in the light. We go forth. We go forth not trying to sin, but trying not to sin, trying to walk in the very light of God's Word, but always knowing that when we make a mistake, when we stumble, when we experience that guilt and that iniquity, and we know that it is righteous and justified, that we have a Savior, an advocate, if you will, a Savior who has taken it for you. He has taken your guilt. He has taken your iniquity, and He has given you forgiveness. He has given you life everlasting. The fear of the Lord, I know it's hard to believe, but it's a good thing. It's hard for us to understand how fear in any way can be good, but yet it is good. The Lord is Almighty. But yet we have a good and gracious Lord, a Lord filled with mercy, a Lord filled with grace that He so freely gives to you and to me. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.